The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of morning prayer on today, the first Sunday after the Epiphany. And we also want to say a warm word of welcome to all our children who are back for Sunday school today. It's nice to have you with us again. And we just wanted to also remind people that this coming week, most of our parish activities are back in harness after the Christmas break. So you'll have seen on the way in the notices for the week that is to come. So Toddlers is back tomorrow and the BB is back tomorrow. Tuesday, the Craig of Crafters. And on Wednesday, our service of Holy Communion and the Ladies' Afternoon Friendship are meeting on Wednesday afternoon and Pilates on Wednesday evening. On Thursday, the funeral service takes place of our friend Ken Kelly here in church at 1 o'clock on Thursday. And on Thursday evening, the parish prayer meeting is taking place over Zoom at 7 o'clock. And we also wanted to mention advance notice of a special praise concert taking place in the church hall at 7:30 on Friday, the 16th of January. And we're looking forward to our praise group leading us in a concert called Reconnect. And that's at 7:30. It's going to be in aid of the St. Finian's Uganda project. And we hope people will be able to come and to support that concert and just to be able to have a time of praise and worship together on Friday evening, the 16th of January at 7:30. Also like to remind people that following our parish meeting before Christmas, the updated drawings for the renovation project within the church building are available for people to look at the back of the church, taking in mind all the comments that were made at that meeting. Today in our service, we're thinking about how Jesus invites us to believe in him alongside the worldwide church. And we're reminded today that we are a worldwide church. And it's great to be able to welcome people who are joining us from different places online as we come together to worship. We're going to sing together now our opening hymn, which is hymn number 96 in the Red Church hymnal, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you.
Our service today is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together this morning to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear His holy word proclaimed, to bring before Him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of His Spirit we may serve Him and know the greatness of His love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to respond to God's forgiveness and that fresh start that He offers us as we say together this morning's psalm, which is a psalm of praise for the Lord's majesty and power. We're going to say together Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, ascribe to the Lord, you powers of heaven. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is up on the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is mighty in operation. The voice of the Lord is a glorious voice. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Sidon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord spills the flash of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. In His temple all cry glory. The Lord is enthroned above the water flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore. The Lord shall give strength to His people. The Lord shall give His people the blessing of peace. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. And if you'd like to be seated for our first Bible reading.
Our first reading is an Old Testament reading taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, and starting at verse 1. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. His faithfulness will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on the earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope. This is what the God, the Lord, says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to the idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. This is the word of the Lord.
During the singing of our next hymn, the children will be making their way over to Sunday school in the hall and their teachers, and we wish them well as they go out this morning. We're going to sing together the hymn, God Forgave My Sin, in Jesus' name.
Our New Testament reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 10, and starting at verse 34. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men and women from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's join together now to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Today is the first Sunday after Epiphany, and in our special collect prayer, we remember the baptism of our Lord Jesus. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us who are born of water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to think about the powerful name of Jesus in our next hymn. We sing together, Name of All Majesty, hymn 102.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, your Son is our Lord. This was made clear at his baptism. Heavenly Father, draw our eyes to you. Draw our eyes to your Son. Draw our eyes to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please take your seats. A couple of questions for you. Would you believe me if I told you that if you had two clocks that were absolutely identical, and you put one at the top of a mountain, and you put one in a valley, the one on the mountain would run faster? Would you believe me if I told you that? Nod, shake your head. No? Yes? Apparently it's true. Apparently it's scientific fact. I'm not going to try and explain it because I don't fully understand it myself. But I've been watching some documentaries over the holiday. Right, here's another one. Would you believe me if I told you that between 2014 and 2018, the mayor of a small town in Minnesota called Cormorant, would you believe me if I told you that the mayor was a dog called Duke for those 4 years? Nod or shake your head, would you believe me? Yeah, yes, it's true. Absolutely true. Sadly, Duke passed away. It's probably the only reason he's not mayor anymore that Duke passed away. Would you believe me if I told you that I'm actually a very skilled footballer? And back in the day, you're shaking your head already. That's just rude. Back in the day, it was a choice between professional football and teaching. Would you believe me? Yeah, no, absolutely not. I can barely walk in a straight line. Every day I don't fall over wearing these robes is a good day. It's fantastic. Duke, who was the mayor of that small town in Minnesota, he died a few years ago. Would you believe me if I told you that I saw him walking down the street last Tuesday, alive and well? No. Of course not. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense. He's gone. Deceased. And that's a well-documented fact. They have a new mayor, probably a human. It's a strange thing, that idea to say, would you believe me if I saw someone dead walking down the street? I made a joke about it because it was a dog, but if I was to say it was my granddad, you would say, Andy, that's a bit unseemly. Don't be talking like that. But Peter, who was speaking in our Acts reading today, he was speaking to his listeners about his friend Jesus, who had died a few years previously and then had been seen again, had spoken with people and eaten with people. And Peter's listeners believed him. And they believed in the life offered by this resurrected Jesus, the Son of God. And they were met by and blessed by, in that moment, blessed by the Holy Spirit in a deeply and renewing way. The gospel message preached by Peter, and one that is echoed here by us and by churches all over the nation today and all over the world today, this message is that a human died and then returned after two nights in the grave. And his resurrection gives life and strength in the present and hope for the future. And his resurrection makes us look back on everything that human did, everything that he said, all the love that he shared, and it makes us say, well, hang on, this casts a new light on everything. When he said he was the Son of God, it was true. When he said that there would be hope for the future and resurrection, it was true. So, would you believe it if I said to you today that this message was true? Would you believe it if I said that the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting is true? True because of what our Lord Jesus did. Jesus who went through the waters of baptism, and Jesus who was declared as God's Son. This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. That Jesus did it, and it is true. Do we believe it? I hope so. Some years ago, I went to the cinema, and as I went to sit down, I saw someone two rows behind me, also standing up, also about to sit down. And I said to, I hadn't seen them for ages, and I turned around and said to them, "Hi, how are you doing?" And they answered, quite a standard answer, "Fine, nice to see you." But as they were speaking to me, I was aware there was something wrong. My ears were playing tricks on me. There was something wrong with what I was hearing. And then I said to them, "How have you been keeping? What have you been doing?" And they told me a bit about their news. But again, I could see the person speaking to me, but my ears were playing tricks on me. It was like two people were speaking at once, and it was garbled. And I looked down, and there was somebody sitting down between us who, with the slant of the floor and with my eye level, they thought I'd been speaking to him. So as I was speaking to my friend, this guy was saying, "Hi." I said, "How are you?" He was saying, "I'm fine." And he was obviously racking his brain to see who I was. And eventually, when I looked down and realized what was happening, I'd say, "Oh, sorry, buddy, I wasn't speaking to you. No offense, but how are you?" And we had a brief conversation. But it was confusing. He realized that he was the wrong person, and he wasn't the one that things were being addressed to. In the cinema, I was having a normal and well-rehearsed, "Hi, how are you?" conversation, but the wrong person kept answering. It made it a wee bit awkward, but we got there. Peter, in the passage we read today, is sharing a gospel story, and the pattern of the gospel story is one that comes up quite again in the gospel of Luke and in the book of Acts. It's quite a common formula, you would say. But in this moment, his listeners who responded were the wrong people. Up until that moment in the Bible, the church, those people who believed in a resurrected Christ, the church were almost entirely a Jewish group. Now, Peter is sharing the gospel, this story of Jesus and his resurrection. He's sharing the gospel with a Gentile, a non-Jew. And God, in turn, was blessing these Gentiles, this non-Jewish family, with himself, with the Holy Spirit. The wrong people, the people who Jews were not supposed to mix with, eat with, or sometimes even associate with, were now being brought into the church. And it's fair to say that Peter had some explaining to do when he got back home to Jerusalem. He got a bit of a grilling, and it changed the way the church worked. Here's an old joke, but I love it. So I'm just going to tell you, even if this is your thousandth time. Henrietta went to heaven and was met by St. Peter. And she was given a tour of the place before she was settling in. And St. Peter said to her, "So I'll just give you a wee walk around. Over there, you'll see some people sitting sensibly and having a cup of tea and a chat. They're the Presbyterians, and they're lovely folk. Chat with them whenever you want. Over there, you'll see some people with their hands in the air. They're the Pentecostals. Again, lovely folk. Chat with them whenever you want. They're always very welcoming. And over there, you've got the Methodists. Great company. Wonderful hymn writers." And St. Peter took Henrietta all through heaven. And as they passed a big wall, Peter said to her, "Shh, be quiet for a wee minute." And they went past the wall, and Henrietta said, "Whoa, why are we whispering? What was the deal about the church?" He said, "Behind that wall, that's the Anglicans. They think they're the only ones here." I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. I believe, and so do millions of others. And the joy of it is that most of them don't look like, speak like, or act like me. Even in the Anglican Church, the majority of the Anglican Church now is found in Africa. They're nothing like me. And it's a freeing and liberating fact that the Holy Spirit has run amok. He is running the whole world over and turning people to face the love of Christ. We can look in the mirror every morning and declare, I am a part of the beautiful body of Christ, world over. This is because God invites everyone in. And me, to put me in context, back in the days of the early church, I would very much be the wrong person, a Gentile. I would not have been initially part of that church. I would have been like Cornelius, and I thank God for his generosity and his openness. The call of Christ to the early church and to us here and now is to believe. Believe that Jesus was a man who lived in Nazareth and lived a life of love. Believe that he was killed, put to death by crucifixion. We're called to believe that on the third day, after two nights, he rose again by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he was seen by other human witnesses who realized and began to declare that he was actually the Son of God. And these witnesses went on to share the message of life and love with the strength and guidance of the Holy Spirit. An old woman in Bavaria, she was hearing for the first time that Western women in the UK, Christians, wore makeup. And this old Bavarian woman was so sad that a tear ran down her cheek and dripped into her beer. It's a lovely wee story, isn't it? We're not the same. We don't do things differently. We don't always think the same. And we love the Lord with all of our hearts, all of our souls, and all of our strengths. And we are the body of Christ. The body of Christ is a beautiful thing. It's an awkward thing sometimes, but it's a beautiful thing. The call of Christ is to believe, and to believe alongside others. Others who believe, who view the world in a different way than us. Others who believe, who we sometimes find confusing. Others who believe, who we sometimes find downright annoying and frustrating. Can we believe? Yes. With the help of Christ, we can. Can we believe alongside others who are other than us? Yes. With the help of Christ, we can. So let's pray. And in our prayers today, let's focus on the church here and the church worldwide. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel of resurrection, for hope, and the open invitation that you have given to us and the invitation you have given to all humanity. We take time this morning to pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who love to meet together in silence, who meditate on you with no words, and who share their time together in quiet. Be with them as they worship and bless them with your presence and sustenance. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who love to sing modern songs of worship and enjoy those moments of spontaneity in their worship services. Be with them as they worship today and bless them with your presence and sustenance. And we thank you for our brothers and sisters who love the use of liturgies and shared words, who love traditional hymns for their poetry, beautiful music, and eternal messages. Be with them as they worship and bless them with your presence and sustenance. Bind us, the worldwide and local church, into the body that you would have us be. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters in places where there is famine. We pray for our brothers and sisters in places where there is civil and international war. We pray for our brothers and sisters in places where there are drug cartels who run the country, where there are sectarian gangs. May our sisters and brothers in these places never be out of our prayers. Bind us, the worldwide and local church, into the body you would have us be. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Heavenly Father, we pray for our own congregation. We pray for our rector, Jonathan Pierce, and for his family. And we pray for Bishop David, our overseer, and his family. We pray for those among us who are sick, anxious, awaiting treatment, and recovering from treatment. And we pray for those who care for loved ones and for whom this care is a 24/7 role. We pray for those who are mourning just now, and we think especially of the Kelly family at this time. We pray for those who struggle with depression and poor mental health. We pray especially for those whose heaviness and oppressed thoughts in their minds are putting their very lives at risk. Lighten the darkness of their hearts and minds, we pray, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. We pray for those who struggle to care for those who are going through this darkness of depression. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers in the name of your dear Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Our next hymn tells us again about some other outsiders who came from the east to worship the newborn king. And as we leave the season of Epiphany, we bear in mind those magi who came to worship the newborn king. As we sing hymn 189, As with Gladness, Men of Old.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads for God's blessing as we prepare to go out into the week that is to come. May Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Our closing hymn today is a hymn of praise as we sing hymn 124, Hark the Glad Sound.